You are listening to Real World News.
The Totonicapan massacre in Guatemala, the Assembly of CLOC Villa Campesina. The areas for discussion at the First Continental Assembly of CLOC Villa Campesina, celebrated this week in Nicaragua's capital, Managua, have been a space to expose and condemn the repression suffered by the resistant Latin American peoples. Juan Abad Spuak of the National Coordination of Widows of Totonicapan, Guatemala, is also part of the survivors of the massacre that took place last Thursday the 4th in that country against the Maya Quechua people. Bad told Real World Radio that the struggle in the 48 municipalities of Totonicapan of the Maya Quechua people is a result of three demands made to the Guatemalan government in October that consist in their opposition to the constitutional reform and the violation of the right to prior consultation, as well as against a reform in the teachers' training course, since the indigenous believe that it implies privatizing education and it raises the price of electricity, besides the frequent blackouts they already suffer. The native peoples of Totonicapan gather at the Inter-American Highway and simultaneously block three roads, Cuatro Caminos, Inchecancobos, and in Alaska. Here, they were repressed by the Guatemalan army. 8 people got killed and over 30 were injured as a result of the repression. Batts emphasized that the indigenous were not armed and that even though some people are currently being tried for the crimes against the Maya Quechua peoples, the masterminds of the massacre should be taken to justice. The First Continental Assembly of CLOC Villa Campesina will end on Sunday with an act of solidarity with the resistant organizations and communities in Honduras and Guatemala.
You are listening to Real World News.